So Jesus said these words, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a person remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." I don't think that there is any better image of the Christian life and what it's supposed to be like than this particular reading. There is so much grace in those words for people who are tired out from all their work or discouraged by the fact that they do not feel that they are good enough for God or that they have never done enough for him. The image of Jesus as the vine and ourselves as the branches reminds us that salvation and wholeness, and indeed all good things that we experience and produce, come not because of anything that we do by ourselves, but because of what we are and where we are. It also reminds us that if we do not remain connected to the vine, or when we are not connected to the roots which nourish us, we in fact will die spiritually, and we will be incapable of producing good fruit. However, when we are attached to the vine, the fruit that we produce comes to us naturally as a gift of God. It's God who's the gardener, not us. He does the work, and the vine he plants carries all the goodness and the resources to us. And we, because we are in the right place, prosper and produce for the kingdom of God the good fruit that it needs. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. But we have to remain connected to Jesus to produce the good fruit that God wants of us. And I think all of us want to do good things. We want to produce good fruit. But many of us, in trying to do good things, end up feeling burnt out, exhausted, and perhaps even despairing. And this particularly happens to many people in the so-called caring professions, doctors, priests, social workers, nurses and the like. They may do much good. They work hard. They even work very long hours. But many of them get frustrated, angry, tired, and then their ability to help others decreases. And some of them, sadly, even end up giving up their professions. Yet there are others who do as much, if not more, others who are full of hope and of life. They're full of care and love for their neighbours and their world, and they never fall prey to this plague of being worn out, frustrated and angry. But rather they go on and on, touching and healing those around them by what they do. It's not because they're superhuman. It's because they are connected to the source of hope, to the source of life, the source of care and of love. Love for their neighbours and their world. They look after their own spirituality. They take time out. They sometimes say, "No, I cannot do that," because they know the power of self-care. And they remain connected to the source of life, Jesus Christ. One of my favourite flowers is the sunflower. I particularly like sunflowers, not just because they're painted by my favourite artist, Van Gogh, but also because if you've ever seen fields of these growing And if you've watched them for any length of time, you may have noticed that sunflowers move continually throughout the day. Sunflowers need to be exposed to the sun to remain healthy. And as the morning sun moves across the sky, the head of the sunflower faces it and follows it all through the day. So in the morning you can go out and all you'll see is the backs of sun heads, of the heads, and then later in the day all you'll see is the fronts of them because they are moving continually. They follow the life-giving light and warmth and goodness from the sun. We need to think of ourselves a bit like sunflowers. We need to be exposed to the Word of God. We need daily to be in continuous contact with Jesus Christ, the vine. We need to hold his teachings in our minds and in our hearts so that we might draw from them the strength and the energy that we need. When we do that, when we lean out to receive God's word, when we absorb his words like the plant absorbs the sunlight, then a miracle occurs in us. Not because of what we have done, but because of where we are and who we are rooted in. I wonder how often this morning you have looked to God for guidance in how you got to church. How many times throughout the day do you ask God, what decision should I make in this? Where do you think I should be going? Who should I be calling? Who should I be talking to? What do you think I should be doing? Should I be working or should I be taking time to rest? We need to continually be asking God this, leaning into him for advice. And I think each one of us here today, as people who profess that Jesus is our Lord and believe in our hearts that he rose from the dead, well, we are all part of that vine of Jesus Christ. And we together can produce tremendous quantities of fruit, and conditions are perfect for our growth because God himself tends us and ensures that those conditions are perfect. All we need to do to be fruitful is remain a part of the vine and perform the simple tasks that every branch performs as a way of maintaining a fruitful life in the vine. That means all of us in church, as part of the vine, are called to work together as one. We need to be obedient, fulfilling our part on that vine that we are connected to. Remember, the branch of the vine receives energy from the sun through its leaves. So too, we receive energy when we unfold ourselves before God and accept from him the light that he offers to us in his word, both the written word of scripture and the living word of Jesus Christ. And the connection to the vine is established by God, but it is maintained by us through the way of faith and prayer, the way of trust and worship, the way of willingness to receive from God by making ourselves available to God as part of Christ's living body, the church. These things both keep us in the vine and feed us so that we too can produce good fruit. So just to sum up for us all this morning, we remain part of the vine when we are willing to obey the commandments that Jesus has given us, when we are willing to love each other and to love God, when we are willing to forgive each other and trust God to forgive us, and when we are willing to be seen with the rest of the branches in the vine. And we remain a part of the vine and produce fruit when we commune with God, when we are willing to pray to him and listen for his answers, when we are willing to worship him, even if it takes us away from our Sunday dinner or the latest sports game for a few minutes, and when we are willing to trust in him, even when we think that he's not doing enough. Indeed, staying connected to the vine is a matter of heart and will. It doesn't always come naturally. The heart that trusts God and the will that leads one to function, as every single one of God's promises must be counted on. God is a good gardener. He is a great gardener. And what he plants is us. He plants us in the vine, and that's where we must remain, connected to each other and connected to Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.